you're nothing but a dial tone. Every time your mouth goes droning.
Just heard a snippet of the latest single Dial Tone by Canadian roots artist Mackenzie Lee Meyer. Mackenzie is one of the most unique up-and-coming artists in Canadian country music today. She is armed with incredible vocal styling that reflects her Canadian country, folk, and pop influences, delivering those authentic lyrics that fans can relate to. Her latest single, Dial Tone, is a killer track that stays stuck in your head and it just plays over and over again. You can't help but sing it. It's such a great song. Here to talk about her latest single is Canadian roots artist Mackenzie Lee Meyer. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you again for having me. I'm stoked to get to talk to you guys again. I had a blast last time. So yeah, I'm doing awesome, you know, just kind of working the single and kind of just getting ready for the CMAO. So yeah, it's good times.
Congratulations, girl.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I was pretty stunned to discover that. So I'm very grateful that they... Yeah, I mean, I was even considered, so.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
There's lots of wonderfully talented roots artists, and I'm definitely not dissing my own music, but, you know, there's so many just wonderful people who also do that.
But you know what? So I am so proud of you. You are just continuing to rack up the streams, and you know what? The fans love it. That's why you're there.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind.
Oh, no, you're so good. You're so talented. Last time you were on the show, you were talking about being Roots Artist again, going up for those nominations. So this isn't anything new, but last time we were exact same time where we were waiting for the nice weather to come, coming out of a long winter.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's funny how we always kind of time it this way. Well,
yeah. We're just hitting you right in your stride when you're getting ready for the new year. And man, 2022 is just like rocking for you right now.
It's looking good so far, which is really nice. So I'm pretty excited for the summer because stuff feels like it's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to remind fans about what's your journey's been in music for some of them that may not have heard your story, because you are a multi-instrumentalist. Tell us about your background and getting that music bug.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I grew up playing piano, and that was kind of my first way into music. And then I quickly discovered that I really liked playing piano. And so I kind of started singing along to what I was playing. And then one thing kind of led to another. And I started doing some songwriting and entering some contests when I was in high school, because when you're that age, you don't really have those connections to the industry and you just kind of want to be involved in it. So I started kind of participating pretty actively in the Hamilton music scene where I grew up. And then I decided to pursue music as a degree because I really loved it and I wanted to learn a lot more about it. And at first, my parents weren't super stoked about the idea of me going to school for music, but it kind of ended up paying off because I learned a lot there, and I guess I'm still doing it. So
you are. Yeah. You're navigating that one very well.
I'm trying. It's been definitely an uphill battle, as everyone will say in the music industry, but I learn more every time I go through something. So yeah.
Well, it's kind of cool because you teach music now.
I do. So that's kind of my part-time on the side of being, I guess, a musician, is getting to teach music, which has honestly been super rewarding because it's nice to, you know, see kids who were like me when I was a kid, just really wanted to do music, to kind of get to full circle and be like, oh, like, this is how you, you know, do this, do that. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's really, really nice.
Well, it makes a difference too, because it's so nice for the students to be able to see someone chase their dream. And to be able to see the success you've had, because you've had a lot of success in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? It's funny to hear that said out loud, because I don't think about it like that, because to me it feels like a long time. But it's, yeah, I guess it has been like pretty quick. And I know for me, growing up, I studied with a music teacher named Ray Lyle. He was like a famous singer back in his day, and you know, like being able to be like, oh, I was working with this guy and he was like teaching me all this stuff, it like made me trust him more because I knew that he had like lived through those experiences. And it's like, oh, you know, so I wonder, or I hope, that when I teach students that they feel the same way about me.
So you get to pass the torch along,
to pass,
you know,
the torch.
Very cool. Yeah, it makes a big difference when students get to see that, because especially today, you know, for this generation to see what they've seen, gone through what they've gone through, and people losing, you know, that faith in confidence too over the last couple of years. You have done so well going through this last 2 years and navigating all of that with the music that you had, that you were putting out last year, so successful with that one as well. That's when I had you on the show last time. And working with, that was, I think, before you, right? The single?
Yeah, it was. And thank you again for having me on then, because that was our first time chatting, so it was nice to get to meet you. But yeah, it's, the pandemic's been so weird, and it's kind of like a hit and miss because, you know, I mean, I think I agree with everyone. It's been a weird time to try and keep pursuing music because there's been so many obstacles, and I know we've all felt that with not having work and, you know, trying to figure out how we're all going to make money differently. And but for me, it was also really nice because I hadn't actually released a single to radio or music, like not in the pandemic. So both of my songs, Before You and now Dial Tone, have both been over the course of the pandemic. So I don't actually know like another way of like, you know, radio touring and doing all the stuff that people used to do before the pandemic. It's been a lot of phone calls and I guess extended time to be creative. So yeah, it'll be, it's been a weird time for sure to stay encouraged, but a lot of time to use, that's for sure.
Well, you get a chance too to be able to approach your writing differently, and I know for you, your lyrics have always been something that draw on life experience and being able to work with your surroundings, things that are happening in your life, but just really tapping into yourself. Has the pandemic given you that opportunity to tap in a little deeper, more than what you normally would, because you've got that time?
You know what? Yeah. I mean, it's given, at least for me, a lot of time to reflect on kind of what I want to say with my music. And that's definitely been a luxury that I did not have before, because everything was so hustle, hustle, and you're trying to kind of just get stuff done. But having that time to pause, like we all have, it's been like, oh, okay, like I know, you're right, I do kind of reflect on my life. Like, I know how I'm feeling about certain things, and it's like, what do I want to say, and how do I want to say this, and what do I want kind of my future music to represent? So, yeah, it's been really nice to be able to take a pause, I guess, and think about that a little more.
Well, I know a lot of writers have really been able to tap into their feelings and their emotions, you know, about the difficulty of what everybody has seen and what they've gone through, and just the frustration about being able to get back out there and living normal life. And a lot of great music has come from that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the first thing I can think of is like Together We're Strong. I know Brian John Harwood kind of championed that, but he got a bunch of artists involved, and you know,
Jason McCoy
Jason McCoy. Yeah, it's been awesome to see people kind of create music out of this struggle, because you're right, there's so much heightened emotion right now, we might as well use it for something good.
Well, that's the best music, right? Is when you're taking it from a place that you can really feel, and that's what translates to the fans. And because they're going through things in their life, and it's like, yeah, that song just suits my life perfectly. And it might have a different story tag to it, but you know, people can really relate to music so much more when they're emotionally driven. Right.
Yes, I agree so much. I know for me, that's with the music I listen to, even it's all the artists that I resonate are the ones that I believe really went through what they're saying. So it's so true.
That's it comes across in the lyrics, and it comes across in the performance. People can really feel every single word. And that's what makes songs that last forever. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been chasing your dream, very successful singer-songwriter. Tell us what the idea of what success looks like back then when you first started, and what does success look like right now?
You know what? It's so funny. It's because you're right, like success is almost a bit of a moving target, mm-hmm. because as you kind of grow in your industry, it's like, oh, well, I accomplished that milestone now. So now what's my next milestone? But I guess for me is like success in general is just being able to participate in this industry and have people recognize what I'm doing as something that they enjoy. And, you know, it's having people come out to shows, and I'm not really like a numbers person. If I, you know, if one person like really loves what I'm doing, that makes me super happy. You know, that's kind of my definition of success, is just being able to reach people and yeah, have them not hate what I'm doing.
If you're doing it for the love of music and just doing it just to reach, you know, one fan, make one difference in someone's life, doing what you enjoy and love, then, you know, you're going to have a career that lasts you a long time if you're already in that place.
Yeah, I you know what, I totally agree. I think if you're, you know, doing it kind of, I'm almost doing it for myself because I love music so much. So it's like having people also love what I'm doing, it just feels like an added bonus. So mm-hmm. I really do think that's an important, you're totally right, a perspective to carry with art.
Yeah, and plus you teach it too, so you really have a different kind of love for it as well. And
yeah.
See, parents, it worked out, so you can be so happy you supported her doing music.
Yes, thanks, Mom and Dad, for your permission.
All your support and love. You might not have wanted me to do it before, but see, look what's happening now.
Yes, you know what? They are. I'm making them sound like they don't care. They're very proud of everything that's happened for me. So yes, thanks, Mom and Dad, for all the love and support.
Well, let's face it, the music industry, to break through and to actually be successful, is very difficult, and I can understand where they're coming from. And
yes.
You know, being concerned about, you know, having a secure future. You've done it well right from the beginning, and you've done an excellent, excellent job. What has been your biggest lesson so far personally navigating through a music career?
I think my biggest lesson, oh man, this is tricky because there's so many kind of mini lessons that I've learned. And I think my biggest is just like learning how to properly release music so that it reaches the right amount of people. Mm-hmm. Because the art and like the creation part, I think most artists will kind of say is the easy part. You know, you're kind of just doing what you love. You just write songs. You get, you know, work with great people to produce it. But the hard part for me, especially as an independent artist, is that I'm not super well connected to the people who market and the people who do PR and, mm-hmm. you know, like advertising and stuff like that. So my biggest hurdle for sure is being able to actually get what I've done to to people. And, you know, and I think it's one of the most important things to be able to kind of get your music out there, because I mean, you can put as much work into it as you want, but if nobody hears it, then mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. So it's, yeah, for me, like learning that side of the industry, the business side, I suppose you would say, has been definitely a challenge, but I feel like with every single, it gets a little bit easier. You kind of just know what to do a little bit better.
So, yeah, you learn more and more as you go on the journey, right? Because you get involved with different people too, and that helps, because they're going to give you advice and be able to help you with the marketing and, you know, just the branding, because that's a huge deal. You know, you have to have everything in place before a record label even touches you. You have to have so many years under your belt, you know, just really doing the grind out there, doing the marketing, because they want to see people that are seasoned when it comes to being able to go out and perform in the small venues and just really pushing what you do, because that's what makes you believe it, what you're doing yourself. Therefore, a label can believe in everything that you're doing too. So you're selling yourself in every way just for years doing the grind before you'll even get that opportunity. And a lot of people think it's the other way around. You hear a great song. Oh, wow. You know, this person's got a great voice. Very rare. Yeah. You know, do they do that? The shows all year round, doing as many shows as you can possibly get into, as many writing sessions as you can get into. And that's when things start to open up for you. But it takes years of work, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like you hit it right on the head. Like it's so true. I think a lot of people assume that like once they hear your first song on the radio, that that's like you're just appearing in the industry. And, you know, it's, I mean, and I guess you are in like a kind of a big way, but yeah, I can't think of one person who didn't spend 5 or 6 years before that kind of like making the connections and building the brand and getting comfortable on stage before they had their big break. So,
well, being comfortable, like you're mentioning that being comfortable on stage is absolutely key to keep a fan and to get and gain new fans. Is a lot of word of mouth from fans, being able to go out there and say, you know what, they perform and do a great show. If you can't perform and you can't deliver and give that same feeling that a fan got when they heard your record in the first place, you know, they're not going to stay. You got to be able to, you know, really work at your live performances as well as what you're doing in the studio and writing. So it's just as important, if not more.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you lose fans by having a really great song and then not being able to actually be entertaining when they go and see you. And it's one of those things where, yeah, I know you mentioned like labels are very careful, because if you can't deliver your material that people are resonating with, then they're not going to stay your fan. So it's so true.
Well, independent artists, you know, have to really do 90% of that work when it comes to anything to do with a music career. Now you got to have the producer hat on, you got to have the marketing hat on, you know, the branding, you know the writing, all of it. You've got to be able to sell yourself from front to back before anybody even touches you.
Exactly. Us independent artists definitely wear many hats. But we got to believe in ourselves, and so as long as we're believing in everything we're doing, then usually people resonate.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job. Like Elise Saunders is another person who's just like, she has just done such a brilliant job at branding herself, but man, she works around the clock and it's paying off. You're like that too.
Oh, thank you. Oh my goodness. I'm flattered you're comparing me to Elise, because I agree. I think she's worked so hard in general, but especially these last couple of years, and all of her songs are awesome. My Jeans is stuck in my head like 100% of the day. So, you know, it is so nice to see all these artists who like are really getting the attention they deserve now.
Canadians are just killing it.
Our industry in general, like, you know, people haven't paid enough attention to it, and now we have all these awesome artists appearing, and I think it's finally starting to get the attention it deserves as well. So
and yes, same thing with Canada. It's the producers, and you know, I think they're getting the recognition, because there's some incredible talent here in Canada. It's really cool to see Canadians rising up on that podium.
Yeah, I agree. And not to be biased, but I think Jeff Dalziel is a great producer.
I'm a huge fan. I respect the man so much and everything he does.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? Having gotten to work with him, it's so awesome and like very fascinating to watch him work and watch him like build these mixes and the decisions he makes on tunes. It's like there's so much more involved in doing that than I think people really understand and even like hear audibly, but just kind of feel. It's so hard like to make music that sounds that good, so it's really just like I just sit there with my mouth open.
I know. Every time. And where he goes, what he hears, and then the thought process, oh, I can do this with it, you know, his creativity is just crazy.
It's so true. He is just one of those like genuine creative types, and just
he's
the
brilliant.
Wheels are turning. Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely brilliant. Bill Miller over at Sharp 9, they've got such a good team, and he is just such an amazing, when we're talking about teams behind you, when it comes to promoting the music, when it comes to, they are just so incredible when it comes to supporting the artists that they work with, and just the whole team. And you've really latched on to one of the best. So you've done a really great job.
Yeah, I'm super lucky to also, like, Jeff's awesome to also work with Bill, because he does an awesome job at radio. And me and him always joke, because he actually went through Humber as well.
Well, that's right. Both of you are Humber College.
Program. Yeah. I mean, we didn't go at the same time. But we kind of laugh. We make, like, jazz jokes, because he's, like, a guitar player as well. So he'll, like, make nerd jokes at me. And it's, you know, it's a really nice friendship to have with him, because he relates a lot to kind of what I've been doing for the past, I guess, 5 years. So yeah,
and they're all so funny in there, because I can't, everybody's waiting, because we are doing it. I'm going to be doing it probably in the next month or so, but putting Jeff and Bill and Pete all on the same show. Goodness. So that, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to control that one. But... Right.
Oh my goodness. I cannot wait for that to come out. That's going to be hilarious and amazing.
That's what I'm waiting for, because I just can't wait to have them on.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I've never met Pete, but he plays all the instruments on my, the stuff that Jeff produces for me. You know, he'll always get Pete to play guitar and dobro, and it's, you can tell there's just such a really great friendship between them. So
that, and then amazing. Jeff on drums. You just,
yep,
you know,
he plays all his own drums. Exactly.
I just want to be able to see them all play live together.
I know.
And just have
a
great jam.
Super group.
Yeah, I know. They would, because they're just that good. Got so much to talk about. I know that Jeff worked with you on your last single, and that was before you. And then he's worked with you on the new one. This one, it's got Rented Space in my head. I'm just telling you, Rented Space, and it just continues to go. You can't help it. I just love the whole production of this one, too.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so flattered to hear that it's got a little Rented Space up in your head. But yes, I know we were just kind of gushing about Jeff, but one of his awesome talents is like how different he can make two songs sound and have them both sound amazing, because Dial Tone obviously is a much sassier tune than Before You, which is like my slow love ballad. And, you know, he just delivered an amazing like idea. And one, it's funny because Before You, when he did that one, it was a complete change, and obviously I really fell in love with that versus kind of my demo. Dial Tone was a lot closer to kind of what I had thought of for that tune. Mm-hmm. And so just to hear him make it sound just like polished and beautiful and like full versus coming, you know, it's like recording of me like playing this line on my guitar and singing with it, like it's just, you know, I'm so taken aback by how he can like hear a small part of the idea and like totally get what to do with something. So mm-hmm. Yes, I was blown away.
And just hearing all the instrumental with it, it's so good. Like it's really, really good.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of like, it feels stripped down. Like mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like there's too many instruments on there. And it's funny because there's probably like, there's like 30 guitars and like all this other stuff. You don't really hear like mm-hmm. how much is on it, because he does such a good job of just knowing where the place of things go. So
you, brilliant on the production. Talk to us about writing these cheeky lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't inspired by real life for this one. Be subtle about it, but yes, I think we've all run into someone who either, you know, talks too much about themselves, or like doesn't talk, like or saying stuff that like isn't necessarily true, and it's just annoying and boring. And I'm a big fan of this show called Letterkenny, and they use it's like a Canadian, kind of like a goofy show, like similar to Trailer Park Boys.
As far okay.
Like five. but it's this like Canadian made show, and they kind of like chirp each other a lot, so they kind of like make fun of all the characters. And one of the things they said on this like YouTube series that they put out before the show even aired was like, oh, you know, I did Hay with my cousins who were like farming. He's like, oh, that guy's a Dial Tone. Like, as in, like, he just is boring and speaks too much. I'm like, oh my God, like, that's such a good, that's such a, like, a funny word to use for that. Like, I would love to write a song about that, because I think it's just so clever. And so I teamed up, I kind of brought, I had a bit of an idea, like, a vibe that I wanted for the tune, and then I brought it to Jesse Slack and Daryl Scott, because I know they're great writers, and I've worked with them in the past, and love the stuff you come up with. And I think it would be the right fit for like these type of lyrics. So I brought it to them, and yeah, we said some cheeky stuff, that's for sure.
I love it. I absolutely love it, because I can relate to it. I'm sitting there going, this is like perfect for what I'm dealing with. It's
just like, right. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that it's perfect for what you're dealing with.
I know, it's terrible. But you know what, it happens, right? There's just so many songs I can relate to.
Yeah, you know what, it's unfortunate, but I think you're right. I think we all have people, like rotating people through our lives that kind of do that thing. So I'm sorry you also have someone.
I know. It just goes. It is what it is, right?
Yep.
But that's why I loved it when I heard dial tone. I said, oh, this is like, that's going to stick with me forever. That was just like, it was perfect.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I've captured something for people to relate to and deal with their annoying people in their lives.
Bye. I know, but then we can laugh at it too, because when we're watching your video, it's just like, it's good.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to, of course, have a super funny video to kind of go along with the, well, I guess, goofy nature of the tune. So, yes, dressing up as a man and putting on all the women at my party was definitely the vibe we wanted for this video. So we had tons of fun.
We'll talk about you dressing up when we play this one. Because we're going to play this one right now. Here it is, the latest single by Canadian roots artist Mackenzie Lehmeyer here on Music's Journey. We are going to play Dial Tone.
Something to be said, thinking we all need to listen, but we know it never ends. Are you paid by the minute for ignorant opinions about politics and women? Baby, you can make a living when the truth is you're nothing but a dial tone. Every time your mouth goes droning, just rinsing and repeating, pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating, pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating, dial tone, every time your mouth goes droning on and on and on and on, like an alarm I can't turn off, on the same note, sitting, preaching, blowing smoke, I know you're thinking we all care, but we the dial tone.
That was the killer track Dial Tone by country artist Mackenzie Lehmeyer. This is one that is renting some space in my head. It's going to stay there and probably on my playlist for the rest of the year. So try to shake it. I dare you, because I bet you can't. So don't forget, you can download this one. You can share it on all your playlists, and you can also request it at your country radio station. Tell me about dressing up as a man. And the idea behind all this, whose idea was it to do it this way for the video?
You know, it was my idea, and I guess I kind of volunteered myself for kind of a funny role in this tune. But yeah, you know what, I kind of had this vision of having like this very annoying guy character, kind of, I don't know, like trolling all these women, like just being annoying, getting in their face, and them having nothing to do with it, or not wanting to have anything to do with it. But I couldn't bring myself to like ask any of my guy friends to just kind of be this very annoying character, because all my guy friends are like these really nice guys, you know, they don't like fit that at all. So I'm like, you know what, it would probably actually be funny if I like dressed up, and then I can be as like dramatic and goofy and annoying as I want, because it's like a joke, and well, I mean, I guess it's not a joke for some people's reality, but I'm like, you know what, I should do this because I think it would be funny to hit on all my friends. So yeah,
too funny.
I definitely attempted not to feel super embarrassed about it, but I had a blast pretending to be that guy and hitting on all these girls at the party.
Well, I guess you're bringing out your theater side of you, right?
I am bringing out a bit of the musical theater side, that's for sure. And that is the kind of fun thing about doing music videos too, is that you kind of get to do a little bit of acting. So I've always enjoyed doing that.
Well, see, as long as you're comfortable doing it. I would not have been comfortable doing that. Not at all. I
definitely took a bit of like encouragement, but you know what, I really had that vision, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna do it because I think this video needs it. So
well, it helps too, because you've got the experience of what guys say. It's just, you know, when they come up to you and it's just like those guys, like, really, you didn't just say that to me, you just, yeah you did, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And so I guess using those experiences, yeah, 100% would definitely help me have delivered the character I was hoping to portray in the music video. So I'm glad that people can relate to the nature of the music video, that's for sure.
Well, so I mean, this is such a great song, and you've had such huge success with it for the stream so far. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's super unexpected, you know. I'm shocked that it's kind of hit the 300k mark, which is crazy to me because I've never had a song kind of blow up at that rate, I guess I would say. So it means the world, you know. It's like a nice, almost like, not relief, but it's really flattering to, you know, put so much effort into something and have people receive it on a way that's like something I can kind of acknowledge. So yeah, super, super flattering for sure.
Well, it's such a great tune. Have you got a lot more that you've been writing that you're going to be releasing this year?
You know what? I have. I've been trying to get a ton of writing done over kind of this winter because I've got some other stuff I want to say, you know? And so I've just kind of been putting together some songs that I like and kind of figuring out what I want to do next. And yeah,
cheeky?
I have some stuff in the
Do we have some
very
cheekies? Oh, nice.
I'm taking a cheeky direction. So I will say that anything I've kind of written recently is super cheeky. So whatever's coming out for me will be a bit more towards the dial tone vibe. But,
oh, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so stuff's in the works, I will say that.
Looking forward to having you back on and talk about some more cheeky stuff. So
me as well.
Well, we both can relate to cheeky, right?
Oh yes. And I mean, that's the kind of music I'm really loving right now, so I'm glad that people can relate to it.
Now talk to us about biggest changes in watching yourself evolve as an artist. What has been the sacrifices along the way, and what is the biggest change, you know, being able to pursue what your personal identity is in the music industry today?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, definitely for me, like the first sacrifice I can think of is, and again, I am an artist, but for many years I've been like a jobbing musician. And what I mean by that is, like, on Fridays and Saturdays, I'm usually playing at some bar or some club, kind of making my living like performing. Mm-hmm. And for sure one of the biggest sacrifices I've had to give up is, I guess, like weekend time, you know, when people are having get-togethers, or maybe it's someone's birthday, or I don't know, like weddings and all this stuff. Having to say no to a lot of the stuff that you kind of want to spend time doing with your friends and stuff because you're working has been definitely a huge sacrifice for me in pursuing this industry. But as much as I miss that stuff, I wouldn't change it for the world, because I think anyone who does this loves doing it, and it's so satisfying to get to kind of spend time pursuing what you want to pursue. But yeah, I think, yeah, that's got to be my biggest sacrifice.
But you know what, that's a big part of the dream, and being on the road, and that's where your second family comes in, you know, the people that you're on the road with, and then being able to come home to you know, a different family. So it's, you know, when it comes to it, and just you really develop relationships, you know, with the people that you're with, and those friendships last a lifetime too.
Yeah. And I know I found for me, and I'm sure this is true about a lot of the people in the industry, is that the people I am friends with are also musicians, because they kind of relate to the lifestyle and the, you know, absence of from stuff. And it's been really nice to have a bunch of support from those people that I'm close with.
Now, when we're talking about the identity for you, Because that's the one thing for an artist. Once you understand the kind of music, who you are, is just identifying with yourself, the type of artist that you want to be. You've hit that stride now. I can see that. And you've been hitting it for a while, but I can really feel that you definitely know exactly who you want to be.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of agree at this point in my career. I think I've kind of finally figured out like what I want to say and how I want to say it and mm-hmm. what I want that to sound like.
Cheeky girl. Yes.
Definitely cheeky. Yeah. Gotta have some of those cheeky.
We gotta stick together as cheeky girls. Yes.
Yes, please. But you're right. You know, it's been kind of a journey discovering that. And I think at first, like when every songwriter starts out, they just kind of release the stuff mm-hmm. they've written. And for me, even with my first EP that I love, it's very mixed. You know, I've got some sassy songs, I've got some sad songs, and I just kind of was writing what I felt, which I still do now, but kind of in a different way. And just kind of putting it out there and see what the world thought. But yeah, kind of as I've grown as an artist, I've kind of honed in a bit more on mm-hmm. what I want to say. And it's been really nice to, I guess, to have other people recognize that I've kind of like found my identity, because it took a long time to kind of figure out exactly how I wanted to be or to be authentic in mm-hmm. myself, I guess mm-hmm. I should say. So,
well, working yeah. with people like Jeff too, they can really pull out what you're capable of and
yes.
pull you in directions that you never thought. And that's where you discover so many different layers. And it's like he can already see it in you. And he does that with so many of the artists, and being able to peel that back and you seeing what it does and just seeing that evolving growth that just keeps on coming. Because life changes. You're going to write differently. You write very authentic, which is great because we all love that. And being able to work with stories that are constantly evolving and experiences that you're seeing around you, whether or not it's personal stories or whether or not it's personal stories from friends or people that you know of, and just getting that itch to write that song, and it can change someone's life. It's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah. And I think you nailed it, like getting to work with people like Jeff who do kind of see the vision, even maybe when I don't fully see it myself, you know, and they kind of like iron it out a little. It's like, oh yeah, like it is such a gift to get to work with other mm-hmm. incredibly talented people to kind of help facilitate.
And he pushes you vocally too, and being able to challenge you and bring out certain things in a tone or something that yes. you might not have thought of. Like, he really is precise until he gets exactly what he's looking for, and it's amazing how he has been able to really show artists what they're capable of vocally.
It's so true. Like, I kind of laugh, but Jeff's like vocal day takes like 10 hours mm-hmm. because you do like the same part over and over and over again, and until he like gets exactly what he needs. And then he listens back to like every take, and we're talking about like hundreds of takes by mm-hmm. this point. It's 10 hours worth of vocal. And he picks, like, he like weeds it down like slowly, and then finally picks like a top 8 and then does a vocal comp. But his vocal process is very specific, and you know, you're right, it turns out like butter singing because of the way he does it.
Mm-hmm. And you're learning like so much about your voice, learning so yes. much about just the range, you know, that you can do, and it's just incredible to see what he does. That's why he's a multi-award winner, winning producer.
Yeah, I think he's earned that title.
Yeah. And then again and again and again.
It's so true. And yes, it's been a huge privilege to get to work with, literally, in my opinion, one of the best in the industry. So
absolutely. Yeah. Told you, huge fan, can't help it. Just, that's the way it is. No, I just have mad respect for him. He's mm-hmm. an amazing producer, and I just think he's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. When it comes to being vulnerable, do you find it hard to allow yourself to dig deep when it comes to, are you finding it easier or?
Yeah, for me, honestly, I don't find it that hard to be vulnerable, because I almost use my songwriting as ways to kind of relieve myself of some of the things that I'm feeling. So mm-hmm. And a lot of the time that is some really vulnerable thoughts, but you know, it's kind of nice to get, I don't know, if I have a song that's like anxious or like something I'm like worried about, you know, it's kind of nice to get all of that onto paper and like out mm-hmm. of you. And you know, sometimes that turns out really vulnerable songs because the experiences you're having make you feel vulnerable. But
I like it.
For me, I need it.
Yeah, I love it when I hear a song that takes me on a whole therapy session. It's like I can get all my feelings out. Oh yeah, that's I know exactly what that feels like. And then coming out the other side and I'm all good. It's like, oh yeah, that was a really cool song. I need to listen to that one again. Because it just takes you from one aspect of feelings and emotions, you know, to another.
It's so true. And you know, I've been feeling that way about Kacey Musgraves' new album. Mm. It's like I listen to it so
right?
much because it's very like, it's almost like nice to see that other people are also like, are just, you know, they're humans. Like she's human. Like she's mm-hmm. struggling with stuff in her life. And I relate to people's vulnerability a lot. So
me too.
So true.
And me too. That's what I really pick up on. I think that's why a lot of the labels will send me those artists because I tend to be able to pull a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to that conversation, because I want to be able to dig deep and be able to strip it back and being able to see why that song was written. And it helps so many people out there. And it just makes such a big difference when you can touch that many lives with one song. But if I can pull a little bit more out, that just might hit somebody, you know, in a different way. And that's what my goal is when I get on here.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like there's not enough platforms for kind of beautiful, vulnerable music. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. I mean, I think that's every artist's dream to kind of get to talk about that stuff. Yes.
And the length of time that you love to be able to talk about your life a little bit, right?
Yes, so true.
Well, we are so proud of you and all you've got coming up. You've got the new music. Can't wait for that. CMAO Ontario nominations. Now, is the third ballot done now, right? Or is it not quite?
Yeah, so we're technically on like the final ballot. Mm-hmm. So there is still kind of like a voting process. So we do vote for the winner, which is news to me. I thought that's pretty exciting to discover that. So there is kind of a voting process, but the five of us that are on it are the I guess the folks on the ballot. So
nice.
I'm really stoked.
Very nice. It's going to be so great to see you there. And that's coming really soon. That's not far off.
I know. It's so soon. I'm very excited to get to see all the country music family.
And live.
Yes, I know.
You get to see everybody. You get to hug. You get to see everyone. Well, some people may not hug yet, but you get to see everybody. Yep.
It's so true. I know it'll be nice to catch up and see people in person. You know, it's been a while since we've all done that, or get to be in the same room with people. That'll be a whirlwind.
Oh, it's going to be so nice for you. It's just being able to see your peers and people in the industry, and people take that time, you know, at an event like this to be able to relate, and songwriters out there you might not have gotten to see or had a chance to speak to and wouldn't be able to do that unless you were face to face. Just so many opportunities at an event like this.
Yeah, I agree. Like half of the friendships I make and like meeting new people is always through the kind of awards weekend. And you get to kind of hang out with people you don't see too often because they don't live very close, and you just build like great relationships. So I'm always grateful that the CMAO puts on this weekend because it's such a nice time to connect with everybody.
Yeah, great music. Great weekend long event, and it's just always so amazing. You've got some great performances coming up. You've got some shows that are booked. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So I guess my biggest one kind of upcoming is actually the CMA Ontario Awards. I am really stoked because I'm getting to do the tailgate party, and that's the Sunday, kind of like 1 to 3, right before the award kind of evening. So I'm really excited to kind of get to do that because I've never done like a CMAO.
Oh, this ought to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I've been kind of working with my band over the last couple of weeks building a show, so it'll be the first time we do a bunch of my brand new material and some kind of new covers, and I'm really excited to see what people think about that.
Because you do such a vibrant stage performance to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And it's just nice to see that, you know, people are going to be able to see that side of you again, because it's been a while.
Yeah, I know, like the COVID has really taken a lot away from that like element of it. So it was very relieving.
Looking forward to it. So we're all going to be waiting to see what happens on that special night. Talk to us about the other shows that you've got. You've got a few of them that are going to be coming up.
Yeah, I've got a theater show that I'm really excited about on May 7th. And it's being put on by this wonderful artist who's kind of giving a lot of opportunities for other indies. His name's Matt Morrison. He's kind of doing like a country showcase out in Keswick. I believe the theater is, I had to look, it's like Stefan, I can't remember his last name, it starts with a P, theater, but it's the one theater in Keswick.
Yeah, I spent a long time since I've been out there.
me as well. So he's kind of like touring a bunch of the theaters, the kind of cute small theaters we have in Ontario with different artists, and that's the one that I'm on. And that will be like the first kind of full band show that I get to do for this season. So I'm really excited to kind of test out my show and see what people think. Sorry.
When's the date for that one again?
That one is May 7th.
May 7th, okay.
And then I've got, you know what, I have a few that I
You got
can't
June
announce yet.
5th, you got the CMAO Ontario Awards, and that's the
Yes.
tailgate party that's on June 5th. July 23rd, you've got also the Who We Are Festival.
Yes, and that one again is actually being created and hosted by Matt Morrison, and he's got
Oh, is
Madeline
Matt doing that one
Merlot.
too?
He
Okay.
is. He's
Oh,
got Madeline
nice.
Merlot headlining that one. So, and that's out towards Prince Edward County. So that's one I'm really, really excited about too, because he's done such an awesome job kind of getting that off the ground.
Well, Andrew Hyatt set that one in Buck 20, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that is correct. And then, yeah, they're her kind of like two direct openers. So it'll be nice to see all them play because they've been just killing it in the industry as well.
Yeah,
So.
that one's at the Prince Edward County, so that one's really cool. August 12th, I believe you got the Country Roots Fest
I
as well
do.
at Burford, Ontario, right?
It's true. So that's a festival I've had booked since I guess 2020 was the year it was supposed to go on, and they've unfortunately had to cancel 2 years in a row because of COVID. So I'm really excited because that one's finally happening.
Nice.
And I think their big artist that weekend is Jason McCoy. He's the headliner on Saturday, so it'll be nice to get to see that and have that festival go on.
Just watch it when those veterans, they tend to tease and play some practical jokes. So Jason usually
Ooh.
never disappoints. So you just never know.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I love a little silliness.
Hey, I'm calling out to you, Jason. Yep. She's waiting for it. So
I'm waiting.
you got a live one.
Well, he better expect to get it right back, so.
Well, you got to give it back, girl. That's just
Oh,
something that
it's
you have to
true.
do for all of us. It's just, yeah,
Yes.
you can't let them get away with it, but yeah,
Heck no.
that's right. And he can take it with the best of them, so just saying.
Okay, well, I'll get ready then.
You just never know. It just all depends, right? He's just
Yep.
so darn funny and he's just
Yeah.
hilarious, and I just absolutely love him to death, but he's just so cool. So really, really excited for you on this one, and wait to see what this song continues to do. And I think everybody's just itching for it. Perfect time. Perfect time for everybody to be able to roll those windows down. Maybe not today, when there's
A little
some
cold
snow
today.
back on the ground again.
Oh,
Gosh,
I
I can't believe
know.
that. Well, I'm out in Niagara, so it makes a big difference, when it comes to
Oh.
the weather, but normally it's like nice and, it's doable. And now all of a sudden we got snow again the last 2 days, so.
I know this weather's been so like bipolar. It's hot during March, but right now it's
Literally.
freezing. It's going to be
Yeah.
16 degrees on Thursday. It's like, oh,
I know.
make up your mind.
I know. It's just, see, just, well, I don't care. As long as it warms up, I can take the difference in fluctuation. I just want it to start warming up. I'm just ready for it. I'm just done with winter and
Me and you
That's
both.
right. That's right. The last 2 years feels like it's been a winter. I don't
Yes.
know.
We've had a long enough winter. It is time for a real summer. Thank you.
Exactly. Oh man, it's been great having you on the show and catching up, and I look forward to having you back. I always do. I'm a big fan, so you continue to rock it.
Oh, thank you. It's been such an awesome time getting to come back on the show. So thank you again for having me. I'd loved talking with you and always love keeping our sassiness alive.
Of
So,
course, we got to stick together, I'm telling you.
oh
What
yeah,
would the world be without sassy girls? I don't know.
it'd be really boring. That's what
That's right. There's
it
probably a lot of people out there going, yeah, I can do without it. I really
would be.
can. But you know what? We just give such flavor to life.
This is so true. We are definitely the spice of life. So
there we go. Got to keep it interesting, right? We just have to just keep it moving. Alrighty, girl. Well, congratulations. And we will be waiting to see what happens at the CMAO Ontario Awards. And we are your tailgate party. It should be awesome.
Hey, thank you so much. And yes, I am so excited. So thank you again for giving me a little shout out.
Not a problem. Well, we're looking forward to it. We can't wait to see who wins that day, but we got some great, great artists out there and just looking forward to seeing you again and maybe seeing you live this summer. That would be awesome.
Yes. You know, hopefully all these, well, I have a pretty good feeling all these festivals are going to go on. So yes, some live performances to come.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. You take care and have a great time. And can't wait to see that killer performance that you do at the CMAO.
Hey, thank you. And you too.
All right. You take care. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Mackenzie Lee Meyer, here for coming on the show. I have some great shows coming up. I will be interviewing Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, Annika, New Moon Junction, Amy Sky. So many more coming up for you. I really hope that you'll join me here next time on the Music's Journey show. Don't forget that you can check out my podcast at musicsjourney.com for more of the artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You also can check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.
There you go again with that something to be said, thinking we all need to listen, but we know it never ends. Are you paid by the minute for ignorant opinions about politics and women, baby? You can make a living when the truth is you're nothing but a dial tone every time your mouth goes droning. Truck and how the tax is going up. Yeah, we all got those problems, but you won't see us flaunt them, cause most of us don't care, and the rest are glad you got them. Dial tone every time your mouth goes droning on and on and on and on. Like an alarm I can't turn off, just the same old sitting, preaching, blowing smoke. Pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating. Pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating. Pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating. Pleading, preaching, think you're teaching, you're just rinsing and repeating. Dial tone every time your mouth goes droning. The dial tone.